It's not me, it's you. Blaming the public's perception of the economy. If you think you spent 20 years being ripped off while a generation of rent-seeking scam artists was showered with public subsidies, experts agree, your perception needs correcting. People are really tying Bidenomics and their perception of the economy to the inflation rate, said Matt Monday of Morning Consult in a new Bloomberg story titled, Biden's gains against Trump vanish against deep economic pessimism, poll shows. It's the latest entrant in an intensifying campaign to describe voters, especially in key electoral swing states, as morons and partisan haters who will deny reality itself out of political spite. This campaign has been weirdly perverse in its mockery. Seattle Times cartoonist David Horsey recently tossed off a visual of the reality-denying swing voter, rendering him as a pudgy, confused hominid in the mode of Monty Python's dunce-like Gumbies. Having negative feelings about the best-performing economy in the world is equivalent to denying who won the Super Bowl. When the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago ran, "What's wrong with the economy? It's you, not the data," I thought that "it's not me, it's you" framing had to be ironic, a spoof of these increasingly numerous perception of the economy pieces. Nope. Noting that 74% of respondents in a recent poll said they felt inflation in the past year was going in the wrong direction, author Greg Ipp noted flatly, "It's not true," adding, "I'm not stating an opinion. This isn't something on which reasonable people can disagree. If hard economic data count for anything, we can say unambiguously that inflation has moved in the right direction in the past year." Ipp might be technically right about the last year of inflation, but I'm not sure how many finance writers want to be in the business of deciding who belongs in the reasonable people club, given the last 20 years of unpunished thievery on Wall Street. One could argue a reasonable person would have marched on Manhattan and started defenestrating bankers 10 years ago. Many of these articles are about inflation, so it needs pointing out that the CARES Act, a Fed-fueled bailout plan with major inflationary ramifications, passed on Donald Trump's watch. It was bipartisan, but I was critical of it and spent much of 2020 traveling the country for a never-published project on the unfortunately enormous universe of COVID-era finance scams. Voters may trust Trump more because his pre-COVID economy was better, and he signaled he at least listens to public frustrations by criticizing institutions like the Fed. But Biden made moves he should get credit for, too, like trying to lift the bar on bulk pharmaceutical negotiations. Debating which president is better is irrelevant, though. This perception campaign is 100% about press douchebags demonizing people who have been screwed before, during, and after Trump.